Now, a judge has described the failure of the child and family agency TUSLA to comply with court orders on the care of vulnerable children as troubling and extraordinary. The comments were made by District Court Judge Conor Fotrell in a report on TUSLA's failure to comply with a direction that the court be kept informed on the allocation of social workers to children in care. That report was first highlighted by today's Irish Independent. The judge said the sheer number of children involved across social work departments highlighted multiple failures within the agency at all levels. Vivian Geeran is the chairman of the Irish Association of Social Workers. He gave me his reaction to the judge's comments.
Well, first of all, the Irish Association of Social Workers welcomes what Judge Fotrell has been highlighting in relation to a number of children in care. The IASW would also then obviously be very concerned about the children concerned first and foremost, and also that TUSLA appear to have breached court orders in the ways that have been highlighted by Judge Fotrell. You know, TUSLA plays a vital role in terms of child protection and welfare across the country, and social workers play a key part in that child protection and welfare system. And it's really of huge concern to us that a significant number of children were left without an allocated social worker as required legally and by the court.
Were you aware that there was an issue here, that TUSLA was obliged to tell the court if a child lost their social worker and that it wasn't doing so?
Yes, to the extent that this is not the first time that the situation described this week has been brought to light, including previously by Judge Fotrell. And if I could mention as well, this is why projects like the Child Law Reporting Project, which has for a long number of years up to recently been highlighting the situation in relation to children in care in particular cases, is so important. We really need a light to be shone into these areas of social services.
The issue at the heart of this is the number of children who go for lengthy periods without an allocated social worker. How big a problem is that?
The situation as highlighted this week does represent a significant organisational and systemic failure in relation to the children impacted. From the IASW's point of view, it's clear that one of the critical factors in all of this is a national shortage of social workers in TUSLA and indeed across other agencies employing social workers, because it's clear that the situation of failures to appoint social workers is not due to any other form of neglect, except the fact that there, in some parts of the country, are severe shortages.
People will know, though, that this has been a problem for many, many years. And it's highlighted every so often when a judge highlights it or when a particularly tragic case makes the news. So has there been any improvement?
Well, first of all, the shortage of social workers in the country is nothing new, and it's been going on for a long number of years, and reflects a long-standing government neglect, which is partly due, in my view, to the fact that no single government department is responsible for strategic planning in relation to social work services, because social workers work across a wide variety of areas of work. So we've been aware, certainly in the association, of those kinds of difficulties, but others involved in social work have been too. Over the last couple of years, we have, within the profession and more widely with the employers employing social workers and the universities training them, put in place an ad hoc forum where we've come together and set out a strategic plan to take it upon ourselves to address the shortage of social workers nationally. And we're doing that in a number of ways. One of the initiatives that has really kicked off last year was the introduction of an apprenticeship in social work, which will see a significant increase in the number of social workers being trained. It started last year in 24 with an increased intake in UCC, and I would hope and expect that over the coming months and years that will be expanded into other universities and certainly all the employers who are key partners in the apprenticeship programme are really on board on that. And Rachel, it really boils down in terms of numbers to the fact that we need to double the number of social workers that we're producing, if I can use that word, every year. At the moment, around 250 people graduate in Ireland as social workers each year, and we at least need to double that if we're to address the shortages across services like TUSLA.
We know that there's been a substantial increase in the population. Are there more children than ever before coming into contact with the care system?
Yeah, the experience for social workers across all the areas where social workers are employed, whether that's in TUSLA, the HSE, the Probation Service and a whole range of other bodies, is that there are year-on-year increases in referrals. Last year, the official figures haven't been published for TUSLA yet, but the expectations are that the number of referrals will be at an all-time record to TUSLA, in something of the order of around 90,000 referrals or more. So, yeah, that adds certainly to the volume and the complexity of what social workers and other colleagues are dealing with at the front line.
That was Vivian Guerin of the Association of Social Workers speaking to me a short time ago. We did ask for a spokesperson from TUSLA, but none was available. However, a short while ago, the agency sent us a statement in which it acknowledges its failure to comply with court orders. The statement says the matter was primarily a consequence of the significant challenges experienced by the agency in relation to unallocated cases where a child or young person in care was not allocated to a social worker due to a shortage of professionally qualified social workers in the Greater Dublin region. However, TUSLA says there was continued oversight of these children and most were allocated to another professionally qualified worker. And the statement says, "We sincerely regret that the court has been placed in this position and we acknowledge the ongoing care and attention of the court to this important matter."